اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر۔ نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم۔ Many a times we have discussed this poetry, that we have to bring life into our dead hearts. Our dead hearts, we have to bring life into it. Now we will say that our hearts are alive and ticking. If they were not ticking, then how would we have been walking, eating, drinking, traveling, conducting our businesses and doing everything else if the heart was not functioning? So we are talking about the spiritual heart. The physical heart can be alive and very strong, but it's not necessary that the spiritual heart is also alive and strong. In the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, only that heart is a heart in which there is His love, His muhabbat, and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is considered to be a heart. If not, then donkeys, monkeys, all animals have hearts, but we don't call them Ahle Dil. Ahle Dil are only those people whose hearts are filled with Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's muhabbat. Now how are we going to bring this muhabbat into dead hearts? اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ Cry in your sajda before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Express remorse, regret over the sins that we have been committing, and over which sins we have been even bragging, and which sins we were committing full of smile and happiness and pride and arrogance. It is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that the person who will commit sins laughingly, is very happy over his sins, is laughing, smiling, is enjoying the sin, so he will enter into Jahannam crying, because he was very happy, he was very excited about his sins, so now he will have to enter into Jahannam crying. So the person is crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now, so that he may enter into Jahannam, into Jannat smilingly. He rather cry before Allah Ta'ala now over those sins, so that we can enter into Jannat, into paradise, smilingly, happily, looking forward to the ni'mats of Jannat and to the meeting of our Allah. So apne malik se uth karke faryad kar, cry before your Allah. This crying, I have mentioned many times, does not bring that depression. Of course, the person should not cry so much that he gets sick also. But when he is crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he gets a kind of a receipt from Allah ta'ala that your dua has been accepted. And that receipt is when the person finds sukoon in his heart. That weight of sins seems to have been moved out of his shoulders. He feels light. He feels a beautiful, serene feeling in his heart. And that's a sign, the receipt has come, your tawbah has been accepted, if he was sincere in his tawbah. And once again, many, many times we have discussed the crying of the great Awliya-i-Kiram, the crying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the crying of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. Now there must have been something why they were crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is what he says, apne malik se uth karke faryad kar. There is such enjoyment in that connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wallah, there's such enjoyment. that if a person gets the taste of making dua, one is making dua in congregation, we make, but in his private life, when there's nobody there, late at night, or early part of the morning, when everybody is fast asleep, only the dogs are barking sometimes outside, nothing else. And sometimes they are not barking too, everything is silent. At that time when he looks this side, looks right, looks left, there's nobody to listen to him. His wife is fast asleep, the children are snoring. So at that time, who is the one that is listening to him? The only one is Allah Ta'ala. The only one. And he too believes at that time that this dua cannot be for show. This zikr cannot be for show. This tilawat cannot be for show. This ibadat cannot be for show business. Who is there to look at him? So that dua which will come from his heart at that time, that tilawat which he will make now, that zikr that he will make now, he knows that it is my Allah that is listening to me, who does not go to sleep. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. No slumber, sleep, nothing comes over Allah Ta'ala. So he is listening to me. Now only that person who's got that iman and that yaqeen, and he's got that belief in Allah Ta'ala, will at that time believe that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is listening to him. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who is shakur. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows appreciation. Whereas what must he show appreciation for? He is the one who blessed us with the tawfiq. But yet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opens the doors of his maghfirah and says, oh my servant, ask, what do you want? You want forgiveness, I will give it to you. You got any need, ask, I will fulfill that need. You got any problems, any difficulties, any hardship in your life, ask, beg. This is the time to beg, I will remove those difficulties for you. And if those difficulties and problems still remain, then the person believes that there's a wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that he is keeping him in that state and protecting him from some other big bala and big difficulty. Oh, Allah Ta'ala wants to reward him abundantly. But Allah Ta'ala has got great wisdom in everything that he does. Yesterday I removed one of my wisdom tooth, the wisdom tooth. So I asked the dentist, does it mean now you have no wisdom left? So if your wisdom tooth is gone, so does it mean that now you do not have much wisdom? Nevertheless, so whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does, there's great wisdom in it. He's got hikmat. He knows why. But that person will find some kind of solace, some kind of comfort. Why I'm repeating this is that everywhere there's nothing but complaints, complaints, complaints. There's nothing but grief, sorrow, pain, hardship, difficulty. Fights, arguments, quarrels are causing endless problems. Depression, depression. So which other way is there of getting out of it except by turning towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Whether we like it or not, there is no other solution. There's no other solution. So apne malik se ut karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Allah Ta'ala's system is very strange and very, very ajeeb, as we say. Very strange. That here the person is crying, is expressing great weakness, helplessness, and on the other side his heart is becoming alive and is getting peace, is getting sukoon, is getting connection with Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The more the fana the person makes of himself, the more Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him baqa. The more fana, the more baqa. The more he annihilates himself, the more Allah ta'ala gives him baqa. You take a seed, what do you do with that seed? We put it into the ground. And why do we put it into the ground? Anything that you put into the ground, after it's dead, then you bury it. You bury the person. After he's dead, then you bury him. You dig up a hole and put him inside and put sand over him because he's dead. You don't take live people and put them into the ground and cover them with sand. So the seed, what do we do? We dig a hole and we put the seed inside and we cover it with so much of sand. So now the seed, even if it wasn't, there was a little bit of life in it, we have now killed it properly. There's no life left in that seed at all now. And that's the seed that then germinates. So a stem, And then it goes on and on until it bears thousands of fruits and goes on for years bearing fruit. But first there was complete fanaiyat. Now Allah Ta'ala gave it baqa. So the more humility we will bring, the more we will cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, express our helplessness, the more Allah Ta'ala will give us baqa. He'll give us His help, His nusrat, His assistance. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. The soul will only get happy with the noor of taqwa. Food, clothing, shelter, all these things are for the body. But the ruh only enjoys taqwa. The happiness of the ruh and soul is in taqwa. And nafs is our dushman. Nafs does not want to see us going to Jannat. Nafs and shaitan are our dushmans. Declared, avowed dushman. So who must we please? Our dushman, or we must please our Allah? So displease the nafs, displease shaitan. Please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and then see what He gives. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunaho ki khahish ko barbad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunaho ki khahish ko barbad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunaho ki khahish ko barbad kar. The desire of sins will remain there till the dying days. The person can be troubled by shaitan, bringing evil desires into the heart. Till the dying day, shaitan will make his effort. But then Allah Ta'ala has given us the himmat, He's given us the courage, He's given us the strength. If we want to remain away from those sins, we can. We should not blame Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has given us himmat, He's given us courage, He wants to test us because He wants to give us ni'mats of Jannat. So there must be some kind of examination. You don't get qualification and certificates and graduation without passing some examination. There has to be some examination. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's examination is stay away from sins and do those few things that I have ordered. And look at the rewards in return, unlimited. So therefore He says, "Aur gunaho ki khaish ko barbad kar." Barbad muhabbat ko na barbad karenge, mere dile nashad ko wo shad karenge. Barbad muhabbat ko na barbad karenge. The person who gave his life, the person who made sacrifice of his khaishat the nafsani, and he made fana of himself, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not destroy him. Allah Ta'ala will now give him baqa. Allah Ta'ala will give him life. Allah Ta'ala will give him izzat and respect. Allah Ta'ala will give him hukumat and government, tamakkun fil ard. So many things Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give. So gunaho ki khahish ko barbad kar. Without that we cannot achieve anything. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar, hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar, सर को चौखट पे उनकी तू सज्जाद कर, हम्द से इस जुबां को तू हम्माद कर, सर को चौखट पे उनकी तू सज्जाद कर, अपने मालिक से उठ करके फरियाद कर, दिल को सजदे में रो रो के आबाद कर, ग्लोरीफाई अल्लाह ताला, प्रेज हिम, सिंग द प्रेजेस ऑफ अल्लाह ताला, मेक द तस्बीह ऑफ अल्लाह ताला, रीड द हम्द ऑफ अल्लाह ताला, थैंक हिम, मेक शुक्र इन अबंडेंस विद दिस टंग दैट अल्लाह ताला हैज गिवन एंड विद द हार्ट and this forehead which Allah Ta'ala has given, don't place it before the door of anybody else. The forehead is to be placed before none but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is the only one before whom we make sajda. Sajda for no kairullah. Allah Ta'ala has given us this forehead, place it before Allah Ta'ala. And in that state, beg Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbaad kar, अपनी खुशियों को अख्तर तो बर्बाद कर, अपने रब की खुशी से दिल आबाद कर, अपने रब की खुशी से दिल आबाद कर, अपने मालिक से उठ करके फरियाद कर, दिल को सजदे में रो रो के आबाद कर, अपनी खुशियों को अख्तर तो बर्बाद कर. वी हैव सम डिजायर्स, वी हैव सम लाइक्स एंड डिसलाइक्स, वी हैव डिफरेंट विशेस, एस्पिरेशंस. So first look at what is the desire of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What is the wish of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? If He is happy and pleased with that wish and that will and that desire of ours, then go ahead. If not, then destroy it, smash it to smithereens. Drink the blood of your desires. It is the food of the awliya. It is the ghiza of the awliya. To drink the blood of desires. Evil desires. Desire will come. Don't make amal on the desire, that's all. If a person on a very cold day is standing outside, put the light on 2 minutes. If on a very cold day he is standing outside, it's freezing weather, snow is falling, temperature is low, he hasn't got a jersey, he hasn't got any scarf, he hasn't got socks, and he's standing outside. Now if a person says, come inside, I've got heater on here, there's a jersey, there's a scarf, there's a hat, there's a blanket, the person says, no, I don't want anything, but I will stand here and I'll keep on complaining about the cold. Or if on this cold day you are finding it too cold, then let's look at the example of heat. There is a very hot day and the person is outside in the sun, 55 degree heat, humidity very high, he's perspiring, he's getting dehydrated, extremely hot. Now you tell that person, then why stand and complain? Come away inside. You've got air conditioning. It's nice and cool inside. He says, no, I don't want to come inside, I will stand outside. So now if he's going to stand outside and go on complaining, will it help him in whether it's cold or hot? If the person is going to stand outside, it's not going to help him. We will say that person is either mad or that person is a liar. He's complaining about the heat, but he doesn't want to come inside. And that person is complaining about the cold, but he doesn't want to accept the blanket, he doesn't want to come where there is a heater, he is being offered nice hot soup and everything, but he doesn't want it. And he's still complaining and he wants to remain outside. So we'll say either he is mad, or he's a big liar, that he's enjoying that cold outside, or he's enjoying the heat outside, but with his tongue he's saying, no, I'm suffering. That is our condition, that we are complaining, complaining. Now when we are told, give up those sins and enjoy the coolness in our hearts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's air condition of zikr, then we say, no, that we are not prepared to do. We say, give up sins, Allah ta'ala will bring coolness into your heart. You will find sukoon in your heart. Give up your sins. We say, no, that we are not prepared to do. But we will complain about our problems and the problems of the ummah, but we won't give up our sins. So then we will say, either the person is mad, or he's enjoying those sins and he's complaining for nothing. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all hidayat. I will conclude on one example that just comes to mind now, given by one of our akabirs. He says that a person needs a surgeon. He's very sick and he needs a surgeon for operation. So he announces that I've got a heart problem, I need surgery. So one person runs and brings one surgeon. Now when he brings this surgeon, he brings him on a stretcher. He brings the surgeon on a stretcher. Now he explains to that surgeon that this is my problem, I need surgery. So he realizes the surgeon can't even hear. So then he says the best thing to do is write it and show it to him. So he writes it out and gives it to him, that surgeon saab, read this, this is my problem. So he realizes the surgeon can't even see. So now he tells that person that I told you to get a surgeon, a specialist. Now this is the kind of specialist that you brought. So he says, you're talking nonsense. And he takes out the specialist certificate from his pocket and says, can you see, he qualified from certain medical institution. So indeed he qualified from that institution. But his condition is this, that he neither sees nor hears, nor can he speak, and he's paralyzed also. Then what can he help you? The Muslim, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, had made him a surgeon. Allah ta'ala had given him the qualification that he was khairul umam, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He was for guidance and hidayat of mankind. But if that surgeon cannot see now, cannot hear, is paralyzed, in other words, he's got no namaz, roza, zakat, ibadat, tilawat, zikr, akhlaq, muamlat, muasharat, nothing. He's completely helpless, he's on the wheelchair and on the stretcher. Then how do you expect him to guide the ummat? Or solve his own problem? He can't even solve his own problem. So this is what the purpose of these majalis, these get-togethers and this zikr program is, to bring some life into our dead hearts, to treat our paralysis. We can't give up sins, every little while back to the same sins. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. اللہ 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 اللہ
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 اللہ. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلا آل سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمد وبارک وسلم. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, Oh my most compassionate Allah, Oh my most caring, loving Allah, Oh my most tolerant Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my Allah, my beloved Allah. There is no one for us besides you. Where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? We acknowledge indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging. We are confessing before you, my beloved Allah, for nothing is hidden from your sight. Ya Allah, we cannot fool you if we think that nobody is watching, nobody is listening, nobody knows, then we are fooling ourselves. Ya Allah, you are well aware of everything that we have done and we are doing. You are well aware of everything that we speak. Ya Allah, you know everything that we have been doing in our lives. My beloved Allah, it is just your kindness, your tolerance that you did not seize us there and then. You could have destroyed us like you destroyed the nations of the past. Oh my beloved Allah, with just one hukam of yours you could have destroyed us. But my Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are. How much of opportunities of tawbah you give to us. Ya Allah, how much of opportunities of repentance you bless us with. Ya Allah, you have blessed us again with another opportunity to seek forgiveness for sins. Ya Allah, nothing else has gathered as yet except that we are hopeful of forgiveness. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our weakness, we acknowledge our shortcomings. But my beloved Allah, you are so forgiving, so merciful, so kind, that even my beloved Allah, if our sins are more than the waves of the oceans, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, my beloved Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My beloved Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness. Sirf teri nigahe karam kafi hai. My Allah, just your glance of rahmat and mercy is sufficient. My beloved Allah, nothing is difficult for you. No one is going to question you why you forgave those sinful ones in Masjid-e-Noor and those who were listening who had raised their hands and were seeking forgiveness. Why did you forgive them? No one is there to question you. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, we will become pleased. We will become happy. Hamara kaam ban jayega, mere maula, hamara kaam ban jayega. Your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. You will become happy. Agar tune maaf nahi kiya, if you don't forgive, the only one that will become happy will be shaitan. Ya Allah, forgive us and please your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, he was desirous of seeing every ummati go into Jannat, into paradise. Ya Allah, all the sacrifices that he made, so much of blood of his which was shed, so much of tears of his which he shed. Ya Allah, so much of sacrifices that he made. It was to see the whole ummat go into Jannat. He wanted to see everyone in mankind go to Jannat. How much he loved us, how much he cried for us, how much he sacrificed for us. Ya Allah, forgive us and please that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, this very moment you are listening to us. Our yaqeen is that you are listening to us. You are watching us. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds of shame, of nadamat. My beloved Allah, you are watching our tears of shame and nadamat. My beloved Allah, nothing is hidden from your sight. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, the sins of our ears, the sins of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. We have used all your ni'mats and your bounties for your disobedience. Day and night, my beloved Allah, we violate your ahkam. Tere hi hukam ke khilaaf hum karte hain, tere hi ahkam ke khilaaf marzi karte hain. Teri hi ni'matein kha kha kar, when the strength comes into our bodies after eating the food provided by you, the water provided by you. Ya Allah, when strength comes into our bodies, we use that strength for the fulfillment of our evil desires and passions. Ya Allah, agar tu chahe, to wahi par hame fana kar. By Allah, don't destroy us. Don't seize us because of our sins. Don't turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy because of our sins. Hamare gunahon ki wajah se teri nigah rahmat humse mat pher. Hamara phir koi pursan hal nahi hoga. If you turn away your nigah and your glance of rahmat, then my Allah, we will face nothing but destruction in this world, in the grave, in the akhirat. Ya Allah, you dearly love your creation. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you with repentance. Hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings and the faults and the weaknesses of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us all with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Hamare dil murda ho chuke hai. Our hearts have become dead, my beloved Allah. We listen to so many verses of the Quran Sharif. We listen to so many hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. We listen to so many incidents of the lives of the pious and the righteous. It does not cause any stir in our hearts. Those same sins we return to day and night. Oh my beloved Allah, we make tawbah, tawbah, and we return to the same sins. We make tawbah and we break our tawbah. But Ya Allah, who do we turn to? Uske baad bhi hum jaye kahan? We go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean or above the heaven, it's all your kingdom. Tere siwa maaf karne wala koi nahi mere Allah. There is no one to forgive us besides you. Ya Allah, our foreheads will bow down before no one besides you. Our hands we will extend before no one besides you. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, whatever we may be, but Ya Allah, you are forgiving, you are merciful, you are kind, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. But Allah, there is no one to accept us besides you. Hum jaise gando ko tere siwa mere maula kon qubool karega? Hum jaise gando ko kon qubool karega? Who will accept dirty, filthy hearted people like us? Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy, with evil passions and desires. Ah, by Allah, what have we made of those hearts which were for your muhabbat and for the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have given our hearts to everything besides you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you can change the condition of hearts. Ya Allah, you have given men the science of transplanting hearts. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. It's not difficult for you, my Allah. The Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they came from the backgrounds of kufr, of shirk, of nifaq. They came from, oh my beloved Allah, from the Nasara and from the Yahud. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you gave them such status and position that all the walis of the world cannot reach the rank of the lowest of the sahabis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They became radiyallahu anhum wa radhu an. Ya Allah, if you could have changed their hearts in such a manner, what is it difficult for you to change our hearts? Fill our hearts with the noor of iman, with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of tilawat, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of service to mankind. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of zuhud and taqwa. Oh my beloved Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Distance us from the road that leads to shaitan and nafs. Oh my Allah, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Ya Allah, change our direction. Our interests in lives have changed. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Hamara banja, hame apna banale. Bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives. Bless us with rizq full of barakat. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our knowledge, barakat in our amal. My beloved Allah, those who are becoming hafizes of the Quran Sharif or hafizas, Ya Allah, make it extremely easy for them to complete the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, those who are becoming ulama, Ya Allah, make it extremely easy for them to make the takmeel of their ulum. Ya Allah, hum sabko nek bana de, salih bana de. Jitne bhi dini kaam ho rahe, sabko qubool farma. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid masaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma. Tamam dini khidmat qubool farma. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whether they are in hospitals, in homes, in clinics or amongst us, or at the madrasa or wherever they may be listening, whoever is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases. My beloved Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world one day. Qabristan ki taraf ek din hamara janaza bhi chalega. My Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, in adultery or fornication, in any kind of haram action. Give us the realization, my Allah, that death can come suddenly, anywhere, any place. People are dying in cinemas, in discos, in adultery, in fornication. Ah, my Allah, what embarrassment, shame, humiliation for the individual, for his family, and for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. On the day of Qiyamah, the person will rise in that state that he died. My Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us, my Allah, to Madina Tayyibah. Ya Allah, the latter part of our life, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Wahi jita, wahi barta, wahi goro kafan hota. At the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, with a salatu wa salam alayka ya Rasulallah, a salatu wa salam alayka ya Habiballah, a salatu wa salam alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Our souls depart. Ya Allah, our janazah must be placed in Masjid-e-Nabawi alayhi salatu wassalam. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Let our bodies become a patch of the earth of Jannatul Baqi, so that when the winds of rahmat blow, we may be forgiven. So that we get the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If it's not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he prayed for us. How much he begged for us. How much he asked for us. No one could have asked more for us than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our wives and children with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the trials, the tests and the tribulations of the ummah. Ya Allah, throughout the world where mankind is suffering, remove the difficulties and the problems of mankind. Bless each and everyone with hidayat. Oh my Allah, you are well aware of the desires that are in the hearts of each and every one who has raised their hands before you this part of the night. Ay Allah, tu unki nek murado se khub waqif hai. Whatever good desires are in their hearts, Ya Allah, fulfill those good wishes and desires. Unki nek murado ko pura kar de. Whatever those desires may be, as long as they are in conformity with Sharia, Ya Allah, with your fazl and ihsan, fulfill those desires. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين